This is Riz Hatton with the Becker's Dental Bustioso podcast. I'm thrilled to be joined today by Tarek Musa, Managing Director of Disrupt Equity. Tarek, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, Riz. Thanks for having me. Glad to join you guys.
Awesome. Just to kick us off here, could you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your background?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me. So, like I said, my name is Tarek Musa. My background is that, I grew up in a medical household with a father who was a doctor. And so I've always had exposure and an interest generally in the medicine, world of medicine, and kind of always thought that I'd pursue a career in healthcare. But as I got older over time, I got exposed to the world of business and just loved the game of strategy and execution that came with it. And so once I actually had some money saved up as I got older, I began actually investing it. And when the world was actually collapsing back in 2008 with the whole global financial crisis going on, I actually was doing quite well and riding high, and I absolutely just loved it. So that was when I decided to just kind of switch things and pursue a degree in the world of finance where I could actually leverage my skills and my love of numbers. And from that, after graduating, I entered the world of investment banking and soon after moved to New York City, where I worked for BlackRock, which I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of and know as being the largest investor in the world. And that was an awesome time, and I stayed there for years. But once I eventually decided that I had enough of the brutal winters up there, I moved back down to Texas, where I actually was able to get back into my love of healthcare and actually bought a medical clinic and turned that around to make it successful. And after that, after exiting that, basically, I joined my brother and a friend of ours to starting our company now, Disrupt Equity, which is an investment firm where we focus on investing in multifamily real estate, or otherwise known as apartment complexes, and do things better than what we found available in the market that we were looking for when we were just trying to invest. And in the time that we've been around, we've now purchased about $1 billion in assets, raised about $350 million from investors, many of whom are dentists and other healthcare professionals, and we've generated annual returns for our investors of just over 50%. That's 50%. So needless to say, our investors are thrilled. Our team now is right around 250 people or so, and things are going in a good direction, and we're excited for what's next.
That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations on all your great success there.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
So, my first question for you is, what are the biggest issues you're following in dental today?
I think there's probably several layers to that question. So from a societal standpoint, I think that the biggest issue is probably the number of people who don't get dental care, right? Did you know that less than 10% of Americans don't have health insurance, while probably three times that amount or almost a third of Americans lack dental insurance? And then, of course, there's the issue that those who do have dental insurance aren't always compliant with the recommended protocol and actually getting the care that they need, or they just get it too late. So that's one matter. But then from a more individualized standpoint, one of the big issues we see is that a lot of dentists and healthcare professionals is that while they're often incredible healthcare providers and provide top-notch results for their patients, many of them are quite weak, at least when it comes to knowing how to actually manage their finances. And many of them just don't know how to manage their own business or even how to balance their own personal budgets, which just frankly contributes to the general challenge out there of avoiding burnout and mental illness and struggling to stay out of debt and get to a point where they're actually financially comfortable enough to be able to begin investing and starting to build true generational wealth that they can pass on to their families, which is kind of what we focus on, what we try to educate a lot of people to getting to that point.
Interesting. Thank you. So,
Yeah.
what are you most excited about, and what makes you nervous when it comes to dentistry?
Oh, great question. So, several pieces of this. I think that, generally speaking, at the core of everything that I've always done in my life, it's that technology has always been there, right? What most people don't realize is that at BlackRock and at our current company, Disrupt Equity, these companies aren't just investment companies, but rather they are actually technology companies that just happen to be applying their technology to the investment world and obviously doing a good job of that. So what we're most excited about is the technology that's being developed and how it can contribute to the healthcare world and, anywhere from the breakthroughs in the pursuit of trying to figure out how to regrow an animal naturally in the body to even probably the more hottest part of technology these days, which is AI, and how that is seemingly permeating all aspects of life and business and what's to come from that. But of course, the extent to which AI's capabilities get evolved kind of have us a little nervous just because we don't know what we don't know. And that goes hand in hand, of course, with kind of the political world and what changes politicians may choose to impose on healthcare providers and patients alike in terms of both regulation and policy changes. And of course, the other thing that's kind of a hot button issue right now in our current time, like the day of this recording, is the changes in the marketplace in general and the economy and what's going on with interest rates and things like that. And frankly, there's a lot of people out there kind of feeling a lot of pain or starting to feel the squeeze. But the unfortunate part is while some people will be struggling and will continue to struggle, there's always the other side of the table where someone's pain is someone's benefit, right? And in our case, it has us a little excited because for those that are prepared, there's always incredible opportunities to kind of pick up at amazing prices and make sure that you can kind of set yourself up for the success for the next decade.
Interesting. Can you talk a little bit more about how that could be mutually beneficial? That part that you're nervous about for both Disrupt Equity and dentists?
Yeah, so I guess let's talk about right now what we're talking about. And funny enough, we're talking today on a Friday, and just this week we got official word that we just won a deal, another property that is that we're buying right now. And the story behind this actually is that there's a big hedge fund in Canada. They bought a property, and it's down here in Houston, Texas, which is where we're headquartered. And that property, they bought it for way too high of a price a couple of years ago. They've done a terrible job managing it, and they are now basically taking a huge loss. And we came to an agreement to where we're going to buy it because they tried to sell it to two other people in the past. They lost months and months of time, and those deals fell through. So they were feeling the squeeze, and we're getting really, really aggressive about trying to get this off their hands as soon as possible because they're losing money every day. So they came to us because they know that we close and we have a good track record and so on. So our reputation thankfully brought this deal to us, and we came to an agreement where basically this seller, they are taking a $13 million loss and selling it to us at an incredible price. And to give you some context and quantify this numerically, this property has 405 units. It's in Houston, probably in the busiest street in the entire city, an incredible location. We have properties just down the road from this, so we know exactly how that market works. And we're buying this property for $66,000 per door, which is basically for each unit in the property we're getting for $66,000. And the property right next to ours, the neighboring property, literally 1 week ago, sold for $100,000 per door. And it's the same type of property, same age, same amenities, same everything really. So it's an incredibly accurate comp. So whenever the seller bought this property 5 years ago for $98,000 per unit, and the neighboring property just last week sold for $100,000 per unit, but we're acquiring this property for $66,000 per unit, that's a $13 million difference. And that's a $13 million cushion that we have to be able to really squeeze the juice out of this and make sure that we can optimize this and have a lot of safety, frankly, just because there's always risk in everything. But for this kind of a play, the risks are minimal. And for most of these deals, I mean, this is candidly probably the best deal we've found in the past 5 years. So we're really excited about it. But the other variable too is that a lot of the deals in real estate, they require you to do a lot of work, a lot of kind of renovations, construction, a lot of kind of heavy lifting to make sure that you can kind of get that money out of the deal and generate those returns for investors. But because of how this opportunity kind of stumbled upon our desk and what the issues are here, we are assuming no renovations, no construction, anything. The previous owner, the one who's selling it, they pumped $4 million into the property already to improve everything. So it's an incredible quality already. So there's not much work for us to do. The biggest thing, honestly, that is an issue here is that their background actually is in the hotel world. And what they use in the hotel world is a software that changes the prices of their units daily. And they tried to apply that software to the multifamily world, the apartment complex world, but that doesn't work. So what we found is that the prices that they have for the same size units, same floor plan units, is all over the map. You have some things that are getting $200 difference, $300 difference, and there's no rhyme or reason behind it. It was just the software trying to work in a capacity that wasn't intended for. So we found that the neighboring properties, I mean, they're getting more than $200 a month above our property, the one that we bought, or that we're buying rather, just for no real reason. So a lot of what we're going to be doing is getting in there and cleaning up things, the operations, managing it better, and getting things back to where the market kind of set it at rather than being underpriced across the board. So the risk here is minimal, but the returns here are some of the best we've seen, in excess of 20, 25% returns a year. So we're really, really excited. And of course, you know, for the healthcare professionals, for dentists, folks that generally are earning higher income levels, the big benefit here, of course, besides the returns on the investment, is the fact that we get a lot of tax incentives, tax benefits, so we can reduce their taxable income significantly, which is frankly probably one of the most attractive pieces of real estate in general.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
No, glad happy to do so for sure. And you know, any other questions, we're happy to, of course, to always talk more and see maybe how individual listeners' situation might be applicable here and what they may be able to, you know, benefit from a situation like this.
That's great. Thank you. So, what
Mm-hmm.
will the most effective healthcare leaders need to be successful in the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, good question. And gosh, I mean, there's plenty of things that could be beneficial, but I think there's a couple things that maybe are worth highlighting. First, I think, of course, you need to know how to provide a great result to patients and get them to actually like you. Because if you don't have that, then that's a skill set that is core to who you are as an individual and what value you provide to society. But once you have that down, then secondly, I think you need to have a competent grasp of technology. Because if you don't, then you can't just raise your hand anymore and say, oh, I'm not a technology person, right? You got to have some level of competency, because if you don't figure that out, then you're going to get left in the dust, especially as things continue to accelerate. I think that for the past decade or two, we've all known that the technology curve is constantly getting steeper and steeper, but with AI coming into the fold now, it's only going to incline more dramatically. But that there's also a need, I believe, to have a grasp of business, because that way you don't get stuck being dependent on some healthcare administrator or some company that basically sees you as nothing more than a number and cares only about the bottom line profits over everything. And unfortunately, the medicine world really, doctors and so on, have been afflicted with this in a very large way already. And it's not unreasonable to expect that the dental industry will probably face some similar challenges in the, in the coming years. Hopefully not, but I have a hard time seeing how it doesn't get affected in a similar way. And then lastly, I think that's important to really start investing your money and building passive income, whether it's with us or other people, it doesn't really matter. But just from a personal standpoint, it's worth to start investing your money and building passive income so that you're not dependent on your job and or anyone who could, basically terminate you at any given moment. And so that you can have the sort of lifestyle that you wish for and be able to take care of your family for generations, and which is ultimately why we're all here, right? Our parents and past generations, they depended in the past to basically rely on financial advisors to tell them what to do, and frankly, many of them got burned by that, unfortunately. So I believe that it's our responsibility to take care control of our own finances and really understand where our money is going, because ultimately nobody is going to care for our well-being more than ourselves. So I think it's worth it to kind of take control of your own destiny and control your future.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all that. And thank you so much for your fascinating insights today, Tarek. I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Riz. Appreciate it.